an issue that has been to the fore in Ireland for a number of good years now, particularly since the crash of vulture funds, and the European Parliament is working on an initiative in relation to vulture funds. What can you tell us about that initiative?
I'm working alongside, I have to say, MEPs from other political groups in the Parliament to try and ensure that the European Parliament adopts a position that tackles the sale of mortgages to vulture funds and that protects consumers and mortgage holders. We know this is a big issue in Ireland, where family homes, where family farms have been sold off to vulture funds, and there's huge concerns over what the future that might mean. There's a proposal coming before the European Parliament, which I believe provides us with an opportunity to enact rules at an EU level that will protect consumers, will protect the rights of mortgage holders, and will stop the sale of portfolios of non-performing loans to vulture funds. But it will require strong political will from all of the main political groups if the Parliament is to adopt what I can consider is required, which is a progressive position before we enter into negotiations with the Council and the Commission. The ECB, national central banks have completely failed to protect the rights of consumers and mortgage holders. So I think MEPs need to do better. I think there are lots of people in Ireland who will be looking to Europe, having seen our own government completely bow down to the demands of financial institutions and banks and vulture funds. And they're looking to see if the European Parliament can do something in terms of offering them protection that hasn't been provided at a national level. I think this is an opportunity for the European Parliament to show that it can actually address the needs of ordinary families across Europe. So time will tell. I'm going to be working, as I say, with other MEPs from other political groups, making the case that the European Parliament can and should adopt a very robust position, preventing the sale of the family home, for example, to vulture funds. Offering protection to mortgage holders as well as homeowners and landowners. And I think this will be an opportunity for other Irish political parties within their own political groups to build support for that such a proposition, and time will tell whether they're up for that challenge.
It's interesting that in a lot of cases when it comes to these issues, we tend to look at Ireland in isolation. We say, oh, you know, such a measure cannot be taken because it's not against the international norms, etc. But is it your experience in your discussions that actually there's a common problem? This is across European countries that it's affecting, these vulture funds are affecting ordinary people across Europe.
Yeah, and you often will hear Irish banks suggest that the reason they're selling their mortgages to vulture funds is as a result of pressure coming on from the ECB and the SSM, even though both of those institutions have said that, yes, they expect banks to deal with non-performing loans, but they haven't been prescriptive in terms of how they do it. So in many cases, Europe is being used as a guise. But the truth of the matter is, to date and across the EU, member states have effectively allowed their own financial institutions to their own devices. And the result has been that the people who have suffered have been ordinary families, ordinary farmers, ordinary businesses who have found themselves caught in this mire where they have non-performing loans, and in some cases they may have missed just a couple of payments. But them loans are then sold at a huge discount to vulture funds when such discounts aren't offered to the people who have actually taken out the loans and who can actually invest in the real economy. So vulture funds are doing what vulture funds always do. They're trying to maximise their profits and they're trying to squeeze every last drop of profitability out of any of their incentives. The banks who are selling these loans, let's remember, were bailed out to the tunes of tens of billions of our money. We have a right, in my view, to hold them to account and to ensure that they actually don't sell loans to vulture funds, especially when those loans reflect and relate to the family home or to family businesses such as farms.